Well, again, welcome. And as I stated before, this month is about releasing and letting go. And today we're talking about releasing of fears, which, you know, is easier said than done, yes? And so, you know, I make light of fears. I have fears. We all have fears. And the reality is, just as the title says, you know, fear no evil. You know, it's a biblical phrase that talks about, well, there's no reason to fear. Why is there no reason to fear? Because God's got us. And yet, we always seem to forget that. I know I have times of forgetting that. Have you forgotten that? Sometimes I just, especially when you're in it, when you're in the angst of it, when things just in the world aren't there with you, sometimes it's just kind of easy to flow with that which is coming against you. Flow with that and think of that as the truth and the reality of this. You know, it's societal. Honestly, we have all been taught to fear from a very young age. Our parents taught us how to fear. They were doing it so they loved us because they loved us. Don't do this. I'm scared this is going to happen. Don't do that. Don't move here. Don't move there. Don't walk this. Don't touch. I mean, and no. 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 We wonder why when kids get of age to speak, they start saying no to us. And maybe I would love to have a youngster come to me anytime I'm there with fear, trying to love them up. And I get it. It's a responsible thing to do. I'm not saying that they're falling off a cliff. They'll go, no, and try to save them. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about once that happens, can we balance that out with some non-fear, with some love, with some happiness and joy? Lift them up with their imagination. Tell them that, wow, you have a wonderful, adventurous side. We just want you to be a little bit careful. But too many times, it is fear that really kills us. You know, it is fear that kills us more. Fear kills more people than war. Actually, we all know that we go into war because of fears. Our fears of someone having power over us, our fears of someone destroying us, so we're going to get them before they get us. We have fears in our relationships, fears about our jobs, fears about driving. I mean, man, if you took an inventory of how many times unconsciously you think of something, are you in fear? Thank you. I'm not quite sure what that was, but it sounded good. It was an answer that yes. It's a thought that brings us to, once you take that inventory, even take the inventory from your house, from when you woke up to here, how many times can you calculate that there was a fear thought? And I'm not blaming or shaming you. You know me better than that, yes? What I'm asking you to do is to become aware. Because unless you become aware, those thoughts, your mind, they will play tricks on you. Until you become aware, you will have no power over them. So have a fearless inventory of how many times you have walked down the street and thought of fear. How many times when you were going into the kitchen that you had fear that you were going to knock over Roger's coffee? How many times were you placing yourself or thinking about something in fear? Take that moment. Just a quick moment. Now replace it. Can you imagine what this world would be like if we released and let go of fear? Just what would you do differently if you had no fear in your life? Who would you talk to? What would you say? What trip would you take? If you had no fears about money, where would you go? Where would you walk to around your house, in your neighborhood? What would you do if you had no fear? Now broaden that out. What do you think the world would be like if none of us lived in fear of one another? If we all just chose to rise up to a spiritual revolution, rise up to evolve from our lack consciousness, evolve from whatever is getting us down, is pushing us in this world, our fears, our wants, our desires, and those wants and desires are hinged on fears. What if we let those go? The whole world. Is it too much to imagine? Is it like a fairy tale to you? I think it is, like to most of us, a little fairy tale. Yell out to me, what do you think it would be like if everyone adopted a time of love and a lack of fear? What would the world be like? What? Okay, wow, I love it that you guys do. Shout out, and I heard no one. Give it to me again. Heaven. Happiness. Peace. What did you? Wonderful. Nirvana. A kingdom of God. Freedom. What did you say, Dennis? Harmony. Joyful. Loving. Wow. Can we do that? As humans, can we do that? Can we finally spiritually evolve? Can we finally see that as humans, we are spiritual beings? And the way we can do that is walk away from letting go of our fears. We have fears of letting go of our fears. That is how ridiculous our world is. And I get it. Even though I have no problems being Pollyanna, I get it. But until we release, not but, and until we release and let go and allow our presence and our capacity to love be greater than our fears, then we will constantly move forward. There was a story that I came upon about a man who, during the Korean War, decided to, his name was Yoshi Yopoi. He was a Japanese soldier who lived in a cave on the island of Guam, to which he fled. Sorry, it wasn't Korean. It was World War, 1944, when the tides of war began to change. And he had such incredible fear that he lived in this cave for 28 years. 28 years. He lived off of frogs, rats, shrimp, whatever he could get, his mangoes. He lived like this, and the only time he would come out of that cave from his self-imposed hibernation was at night. At some point in time, he realized, because one day he went out at night and he saw where the war was over. He saw some scraps and some yellings and heard that it was over. But his fear continued to increase, because now all of a sudden, if he came out of his cave, he was afraid that he would be arrested and imprisoned for not being a part of the war. Finally, two hunters came to him, found him, gave him food, gave him new clothes, and convinced him that it would be safe, and provided him with the means to get home. And I use that story because I think that story says a lot about all of us. How many of us at some point in time, if not right now, are living a hermit life in our own internal caves, too scared to step out for fear that someone is going to harm you, something is going to harm you? My beloveds, what you imagine, what you conceive in your mind, and what you believe you will achieve. CBA, what you conceive in your mind, what fearful thoughts that you have in your mind, and you believe in those thoughts, you will achieve them. That is just the law of the universe. And you can say, man, that sucks. What is God thinking of up there around us? See, the reality is God has no judgment like that. If we believe that God created everything and that was good, and that we have free will to use this ever abundance of God in whatever shape or form, God is not going to intervene. So God gave us the power, you and you, all of us, the power to create, to manifest. And it is time for us to stop, because we can see it in the world, manifesting things out of fear. It is us who have the power to do this. It has nothing to do with God. God has created a structure of which we can create our own. And unconsciously, some of us consciously, we continue to choose to manifest out of fear. It's time for us to realize that yea, though we walk through the shadows of the valley of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Metaphysically, this means that no matter what is going on in the world, and that is, by the way, Psalms 23, 4, and 5, part of that is our scripture for today, is that no matter what the illusions are of the world, the facts, little f, are, the truth is, capital T, that God has got us. No matter where we are, no matter what we are warring within ourselves or around us, no matter what evil seems to be coming at us, no matter what is breaking down in our lives, fear, that illusion that is called evil. You know, in my class for foundations, we're reading Emily Cady's thank you, Lessons in Truth. I wanted to say Keep a True Lens so bad. That was my last class. And Emily Cady pretty much did a staunch stance saying there is no fear. There is no evil. She just said it right out. There is no evil. And the class, and I'm sure all of you are looking at me going, well, how can there be no evil? I'm looking at it. I'm looking at the newspaper. I'm looking at the news. I'm seeing it. I got robbed. Isn't that a little evil? Come on, Rev, what are you talking about? That woman's crazy. The true reality of what we need to be manifesting here is the absolute good of God. And there is no evil in God. There is no evil in God, with God, of God. And if God is everywhere present, internally and externally, then fear of evil are false illusions. They're elements of being separated from the truth of God. Darkness is only an elimination of light. So is fear is an elimination of love. The fact is that those things never leave. Even though we put blinders on, even though we close the door to the light, even though we shield ourselves from this good because we are taught to do this, no shame, no blame, but the truth is that we do this because we are taught by society that if you don't get yours, someone's going to get it. If you don't stop it, someone's going to run over you. You are the ones who can also stop this by remembering that God's got you. Remembering that the presence and the power of God will not allow you to be harmed so long as you remember and are connected with the stream of consciousness. And there's so many times, even in my world, that I continue just to look back. continue to not ask the question, not ask for God's help in the time. Yes, I admit, sometimes I even forget. But you know, the more you practice it, the more, even in the slightest amount of trouble, you remember. How do we get ourselves out of this fear? It's remembering that God has got us. God is good. God is everywhere present. If God is everywhere present, God is ready at every moment to answer our prayers. I think most of you know that I worked for 12 years at Silent Unity. And one of the things that I heard the most when people were calling in for prayer was the sentiment, I know God has a lot to do in this world. Far too many more important things for me. But I beg and beseech, if you can get this prayer out to him, I would be grateful. See, the reality, my beautiful people, is that if God is infinite, infinite power, infinite love, God has all the power, all the knowledge to help you, no matter how large or small it is, simultaneously. Because we don't live with a God that is finite. We live in a world that is finite. We have a God that is infinite. That means that no matter what is happening in each and every one of our lives, so long as we call out, and calling out just means opening ourselves up because God is already there. Calling out just means I am bringing down the walls, I'm opening the doors, and I am opening myself to God, and just to say, God, I need to hear you. God, I now invoke your help. Anytime that you find yourself with fear, no matter how small, no matter how large, that is the easiest solution. You can go on with a multitude of prayers. You can go on with a litany of affirmations. And really, the simpler the better. God, I now invoke your help. Meaning, God, I open my heart, I open my mind, I open my being to hearing your guidance, guiding me out of the situation. Because, beloveds, usually I build you up, but let me tell you this. You're not going to go far with your own wisdom. I don't go very far with my own wisdom unless I invoke the presence and the help of God in sticky situations that I know not. That is the one beautiful thing. There are many beautiful things about me being Buddhist. The one thing that was knocked into my head was that, you know, the more I think I know, the more I realize I know nothing at all. The older I get, the more I navigate and explore the world, I realize the only thing I really know is my name. And at almost 55, I'm kind of forgetting that my age. You know, and that's all right. It's all right to be empty like that. Because once we become empty like that, we become a conduit. We become a vessel of God's will of good. Once we open ourselves up and say, and stop saying, I'm going to do it my way, God, I've got this, and open ourselves up and say, you know what, God, I don't know what's going on out there, but you got me. I invoke your help. Second thing is to listen. Because it's great to go, God, I invoke your help, I invoke your help, I invoke your help, I invoke your help. But it's nothing until you open yourself up to listen. Third thing, be obedient to that. I use that word purposely because you guys know I'm kind of rebellious and I don't like the word obedience. There are many times that I have been disobedient because I didn't like being obedient. But the reality is, life is a lot simpler when you hear the presence of God, the all-knowing presence that is telling you what is best for you to be obedient to that. I will honestly tell you, I was a fool to go against the presence of God telling me what was good. And every time I went against it, oh boy, Don't be foolish like me, people. Open yourselves up. So remember, I now invoke God's help. If you want a longer denial and affirmation, you have it in your bulletin. Our beloved, who I believe usually says he's watching about this time, our beloved John Frederick, who is in Paris, says he usually sticks this in his car. I don't think he has a car in Paris, so he probably doesn't do this anymore. I don't know his bus rides, if any of you are traveling with him in Paris. I invite you to do it, your windows, whatever it takes, but the denial is, my anxieties and fears do not control my life. Affirming, when I am afraid, I embrace my inner strengths from God and transform fear into power. If that feels good to you and you want to speak those truths into reality, let us say that together. My anxieties and fear do not control my life. When I am afraid, I embrace my inner strengths from God and transform fear into power. Does that feel good? Can we say that one more time together? My anxieties and fears do not control my life. When I am afraid, I embrace my inner strengths from God and transform fear into power. And so it is. Amen.